Loudoun County prosecutor who sought arrest of man whose daughter was allegedly raped has ties to Soros, McAuliffe. By Penny Star on October 18, 2021. Buddha Bibaraj, the Loudoun County prosecutor who sought to arrest a man who told the local school board that his daughter was assaulted in a restroom by a boy who considers himself a transgender female, has ties to far-left activist and donor George Soros and Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat nominee for Virginia governor. Scott Smith was arrested on June 22 at a Loudoun County school board meeting deemed as an unlawful assembly after parents complained that schools are teaching transgender ideology to students by teaching them biological sex can be replaced with gender ideology. The Daily Wire spoke with Elizabeth Lancaster, the attorney representing Scott, who said a biological male who often wears a skirt to school was charged with two counts of forcible sodomy, one count of anal sodomy and one count of forcible fellatio, related to an incident that happened on May 28 at Stonebridge High School. Fox News reported on the political ties. Bibaraj was one of several Soros-backed prosecutors elected in Northern Virginia in 2019 after her campaign received more than $860,000 from Soros Justice and Public Safety PAC. She is a criminal reform advocate and member of a group of the Commonwealth's attorneys called Virginia Progressive Prosecutors for Justice, which calls for eliminating mandatory minimum sentences and cash bail. Bibaraj is also a close ally with McAuliffe, who reportedly accepted a $250,000 contribution from Soros for his campaign in August. Bibaraj, who has praised McAuliffe as being part of the progress that Virginia needs, joined the former Democratic governor as recently as October 2 at a campaign event in Leesburg. Meanwhile, Smith's attorney has announced plans to sue the school district over its handling of the case and his own arrest at the school board meeting. He was sentenced in that case to 10 days in jail, all suspended, contingent on a year of good behavior. The idea that they would actually be seeking jail time, I'd guess in my 15 years the number of times I've seen that happen would be zero, Lancaster said. The idea that this is a person who we need to put in a cage was astounding to me given the social justice reform she was pushing. I was blown away. McAuliffe, who is running against GOP nominee Glenn Youngkin, has previously praised the Bibaraj as a champion for criminal justice reform. McAuliffe, who hopes to be Virginia's governor for a second time, fundraised and campaigned for Bibaraj in 2019. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.